Chapter 25.
The possibility of what was happening, that the girls were being forced into my bed, had always been in the back of my mind. But I was happy in self-imposed ignorance. The truth was that I really didn't care. I was getting what I wanted.
"There's little danger in falling," Dalen said. "I was just pulling your leg. Even though what we're trying to do is very close to the threshold, we'll feel the ship slowly sink before it free falls. Finding the altitude threshold is actually the easiest, because you can measure off the movement of the ship." Dalen began to nudge the altitude lever degree by degree until the switchback began sinking very slowly. "See? Now that we can feel that we're just over, we nudge the lever a degree at a time back until the ship stops, and that's the sweet spot." One nudge later and the ship halted. "Done. This switchback is good to be towed." Sane grabbed the scrap piece of paper Dalen had been writing on. "What was with all the math, then? I still needed to calculate the longitude and latitude hub positions. You don't need to factor in the weight of the ship, just the size of the core. I still might be a few degrees off, but I'll be able to tell when we try and tow." Dalen walked forward and grabbed Sane. Because Dalen had let the switchback fall a bit from his joke to scare the boy, it was about 10 meters lower than the Merivan. "What are you doing?" Sane asked, as if expecting another beating, but before he could finish, Dalen had scooped him up under his arm. Dalen crouched, his strength already enhanced, and he increased his mass. The timber planks groaned as they now supported near a ton of weight. Dalen then pushed up, ready to release his mass to propel himself. His feet pushed through the deck under him. Dalen instantly released his enhanced mass, but still fell with a yelp of surprise. Sane hit the side of the hole Dalen had just made, Dalen hanging halfway through, holding himself up by leaning on Sane and bracing himself with his other hand. "Get off!" Sane tried to yell, with Dalen's now normal weight on him. "I'm a blackened idiot," Dalen said as he climbed out of the hole. Sane was looking at the hole in the deck. "The ship is falling apart." "No, the ship is fine," Dalen said, grabbing Sane and channeling light through all of his bonds to his strength. "This again?" Sane said, frustrated. "Oh, this time it's going to be a little different," Dalen said as he took Sane from the back of his belt and neck of his shirt, picking him up like a bag of grain. Spinning around to build momentum, Dalen tossed Sane up to the other ship. Sane screamed the whole way. Dalen had measured the throw well as the boy crested the railing of the Merivan with only a half meter's clearance. He obviously landed on the deck without a problem, as there were no cries of pain. But there were some curses. "You're a light-cursed bastard, you are!" Sane called out to him. Dalen chuckled and looked about. Clearly his enhanced jump through mass manipulation was too powerful. Indeed, it wouldn't serve all the time, because it easily launched him 50 meters on a single bond. He could experiment with half-bonds, but now wasn't the time. He needed another way to jump a more modest superhuman distance. Well, he could make himself 16 times as strong. That should grant him a significant jumping distance. It wouldn't be anything near what he could achieve with his mass-manipulated jumps, which was exactly what he wanted. Dalen walked to a more supported point on the deck, as there was still a small chance he might kick through the floor again. Once in place, Dalen enhanced his strength and jumped with all his might. The height of his jump was only a little more than usual, even though it felt like he weighed nothing due to his greater strength. "Well, that's odd," Dalen said, placing his hands on his hips and thinking. "I need momentum to jump, which is a property of mass and speed, not strength. Enhancing my strength increased the rate I could extend my legs marginally, which had a lesser effect on the height of my jump. So instead..." Dalen crouched, channeling 2 bonds of light to his speed, and then jumped. He shot into the air a good 15 meters and slowly arced over the Merivan's railing and landed easily. "Interesting that my speed jump must have required greater strength to extend my legs so fast," Dalen thought. "Or at least more power. It must be another tangential augmentation in the same way my body's durability increases with greater mass." "You're an arch-knight," Sane said, staring at Dalen in awe. "No, I'm not. And 5 meters, remember?" Sane hopped forward to keep close. "No, that's it. I thought you were just really strong and weird, but seeing you jump like that? Only arch-knights can jump that high." Dalen shook his head. "I'm not an arch-knight." "You have to be. Would you tell him, Arik?"
"Dalen is not an arch-knight," Arik confirmed.
"Thank you," Dalen said, looking at Sane. Sane was looking at Arik, clearly knowing he was a Lightbringer and thus couldn't lie.
"So how can you do what you do?" Sane asked Dalen.
Dalen sighed impatiently. "How can the arch-knights do what they do? It's just magic."
"There's more to it than that. And you really think I'm going to tell you?"
That finally shut him up, the petulant whelp. Dalen left the snot under Arik's supervision while he dug up some strong rigging straps, used to strap cargo containers to the undersides of skyships when their standard cargo holds were insufficient. Not all carriers were built for such stress, but the Merevin was a hauler and, well, the name said it all. Dalen moved the Merevin to sit directly above the switchback and fixed the straps to their fittings. He then jumped from the Merevin to swing under and around the switchback, and then fix the straps on the other side. It was incredibly fun, like flying on a giant swing. Dalen repeated this for every strap that had a fitting, 8 in all, which held the switchback firmly underneath.
"We're good to get underway," Dalen said, approaching Arik. "How are the girls?"
"They're doing better than when we found them," Arik replied.
Dalen looked to them and realized from their stares that they were probably watching him the entire time as he jumped and swung around the ships. Black, there was even more adoration in their eyes than before. Dalen groaned inwardly.
"They're still coming to terms with the relief of their rescue," Arik added. "Some look to scarcely believe it."
"They're lucky," Dalen said. "There's a whole lot more girls stowed away in other carriers meant for the market."
"It sickens me."
Dalen nodded slowly.
"We might have a chance to dig out the scum who run the larger operation. The former captain of this ship must have some notes in his cabin about the drop-off and sale."
"I guess we'll know what we're doing after we search for the pirate's hideout."
"If there's no more surprises. Have you told the girls that we're not taking them home straight away?"
"Yes. They seemed more than willing to wait if it meant saving other kidnapped girls."
"Good," Dalen said, looking toward the plummet. "But we need to sleep before winding our way through the isles. I'll fly us to the underside of one of the lower islands. There's bound to be a good bay to shelter us for the rest of the low. While I'm doing that, you conjure us something to eat."
Dalen did indeed find a good bay underneath a near island which covered much of the ship from hostile eyes. Lower cloud cover intermediately masked them from the surface underneath, but being so high up, anyone would need a damn good telescope to see them anyway, after the miracle of actually finding where to look. Arik made sure the girls were well fed before finding them appropriate sleeping quarters. Dalen dragged Sane below deck and locked him in the brig.
"Are you kidding me?" Sane protested.
"Nope."
"Come on, I'm not going to escape."
"What a load of drac. You'll be gone at the first opportunity. And though I wouldn't exactly be particularly upset to lose your company, I still need you to guide us to your former friend's hideout."
Sane punched the bars and screamed angrily. Dalen laughed.
"That's sure to achieve a lot. Keep going. I'll see you at the fall." Get stoned!